There is nothing special about this election because the National Resistance Movement is not short of manpower. We have a variety from where we can choose leaders, and our top organ picked on Honorable Olanya, and our role as the party was to ensure that we popularize him, we talk to everybody to give him support, and the results have clearly indicated that we made the right choice because he got 310 votes out of the 524. And then for the Deputy Speaker, Honorable Anita Monk. So this is a clear indication that the National Resistance Movement is still very popular in this country, and our opposition is still a weak side. They need to reorganize themselves.
Now, what do you say to people who might say, well, across the border in Kenya, they just chose a female chief justice and you are getting rid of a female speaker of parliament?
I think in the whole world, we are one of the few countries that promote women participation in politics. In Africa, we could have produced the first vice president, Dr. Special Zakan Zuba, one time. We have been having a speaker. I don't know whether there is another country in Africa, or there are more than three, that have been having female speakers for the last 10 years. So we cannot be lectured on gender issues. And as we talk now, yes, the speaker is a male, but the deputy speaker is a female. The last 10 years, it has been the other way around.
What role do you think President Museveni played? Because I was reading prior to Monday's election, I was reading that there had been some heated campaign within the party for this position. And at one point, President Museveni had expressed concern about corruption in parliament. How much role did this play in her defeat?
Of course, the president, as national chairperson of the NRM, had advised the people not to campaign until the party comes out to announce time for expression of interest. But people, defied that, and they went ahead to start the campaigns. Both Olanya and Kadaga were out conversing for support until only yesterday that the Central Executive Committee pronounced itself on who is the official flag bearer. And we worked within 15 hours to make sure these flag bearers can win the final day. As a party, of course, we believe so much in democracy as one of the core principles of NRM. And we have allowed democracy to be at the play. We have the leaders because of the democracy. There is no influence. The president had no interference with the process. Actually, he took a back seat, and the vice chairperson was the one presiding over these meetings. And he has never been seen or heard any single time saying, maybe you should vote this one, or you should vote the other one. So I think this is really a very good story for us, and the results put us at they are pointing at a bright future for this ruling party.
Thank you for taking time to talk with me.
Thank you, my brother.